Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. As many as 20% of us are anxious about seeing the dentist.
I don't relish it either, but sometimes you have to. So I'm usually delighted to see research that can make a dental visit less stressful.
In a recent study, the dental drill is replaced with a laser light to fix cavities. It shines a low-powered laser onto damaged teeth to stimulate the regrowth of dentin.
The laser light works by stimulating stem cells already in the teeth. This approach repairs damage from within, possibly one day eliminating the need for fillings altogether.
In our teeth are four different tissues: enamel, dentin, and cementum, which are all harder than bone, while dental pulp is the innermost layer. It's a soft tissue where stem cells reside.
Among the strengths of this therapy is that stem cells don't need to be removed from the body, grown in the lab, then reimplanted. Nor do they require growth factors, which risks uncontrolled growth.
Using mice, researchers drilled holes in their dentin to simulate tooth damage. Next, they shone a non-ionizing or low-powered laser on the damaged area and the pulp beneath. They then capped the damaged teeth.
With just a single 5-minute treatment, the mice had new dentin form in the damaged area in 12 weeks. Similar results were seen in cultured human dental stem cells.
The laser seems to create micro-injuries that stimulate the release of latent growth factors such as TGF-beta-1. The growth molecules then activate stem cells, promoting tissue generation and restoring the damaged dentin.
The next step is human clinical trials, and if successful, researchers are looking at regeneration of other tissues using the same approach.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.